So maybe it's not so relevant for you, because we live in, or for myself, we live in a neighborhood with an Eruv, but there are many other neighborhoods which they don't have Eruvim. Wherever you, if you don't hold an Eruv in Flatbush, Manhattan, someplace in Manhattan. So this is a weekly Shiloh. For us, it's only when you go visit your cousins or something, a relative in Flatbush, when you have this Shiloh. The question is, are you allowed to go outside with chewing gum on Shabbos? Or what about, do you have to check your teeth? Do you have to ask your host for a toothpick every time you go outside in Flatbush on Shabbos? You think it's a joke, but I'll read you some of the posts. So we know the halacha is you're not allowed to carry from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Rosh Hashanah Yochid, Rosh Hashanah Yochid, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on Shabbos. Everyone knows the halacha of Hotzah on Shabbos. Fine, it's a daraisa. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, and so Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa brings it down as well, that the only time that there are exceptions to this rule, at least on a, you know, for real daraisa cases, are if it's derech levisha. In other words, you're not chayav for carrying if you're wearing your coat, obviously, in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on Shabbos. Or if it's derech tachshit, you know, you've got a, whatever, for women have jewelry, earrings, whatever it is, bracelet, ring, whatever it is. So that's not a problem on Shabbos to carry, even though there's no Erev, because it's tachshit, and, or because it's handkerchief and a shirt, okay, I guess depends on how fancy you are. Yeah, but it's, see, each of these cases need its own 10-minute shir, because it's very confusing to figure out what the exact situation is nowadays with some of these things. But let's do simply put. So if someone has jewelry, it's permitted, or if you're wearing a jacket, a shirt, obviously a tie is not carrying. You give a whole discussion if a hat is carrying, but let's leave it simple. That's the halacha. So now the question is, let's say you're still chewing your regular food. So if you're chewing regular food, you know, you run out to mincha, I know you're running late, you're still swallowing, I don't know when you're going to make your bracha achrona, that's a separate problem, but the point is that you run out and you're still chewing. It happens all the time, especially when you're late, and during the meals on Shabbos, you want to make a 2 o'clock mincha, you run right out at the end of your meal. Are you allowed to continue chewing in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim if there's no Erev? Says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, no, it is usur. And the simple reason is just what we just said. It's carrying in your mouth. Why should carrying in your mouth be any different? It's not derech levisha. It's not, you're not wearing a clothes. Your food's not your clothes. And your food's not a tachshit. And no matter how fancy your wife made the food, it's still not a tachshit. Yeah? It's not going to be considered a ornament. It's not considered jewelry to your body. So therefore, it's very clear, if you're still chewing food, that's usur. Anyone want to disagree with that? That seems pretty simple. Not supposed to go outside of chewing food. Now the question is, what about chewing gum? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, when the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chaser, according to Rav Neuwirth, why should that be any different? Aser v'adam latzeis b'rishus rabim, with any food in his pocket or his mouth, he says, same thing as Bedavar Maichel, afilu sukaria o gumi li'isa. I think gumi li'isa is chewing gum, no? I think so, right? You're talking about chewing gum, why should it be any different? Even if you're telling me, okay, it's not a food, maybe it's, I don't know what this far would be. Chewing gum seems pretty clear that it's aser as well. Okay, fine. So that's, yeah, you disagree with chewing gum? Okay, what's here?
You know, some kids have braces, and the braces...
Oh, that's my next question. Oh. So what about, you got, why do you pick on little kids? What about yourself or myself? Sometimes you don't always, you know, floss so well, and you've got, you know, the dentist in the room will like this shiloh. You've got food left over in your mouth. Of course, you always have challah get stuck in your teeth. You think it's a joke. Are you mechoyev to take a toothpick? Or if some people brush their teeth on Shabbos, some post can hold you allowed, especially if there's no toothpaste on it, or it's not wet, or you have a separate Shabbos toothbrush. Are you mechoyev to do that before you go outside on Shabbos? Oh, the rubber bands. If the rubber bands become part of the body, assuming you also have an implant, becomes part of the body, you know, that doesn't really scare me so much. I thought you were talking about the braces. You got food stuck in the braces. The person after, you know, when you brush your teeth, you get a lot of stuff. Correct. Same problem. You got food stuck in your teeth all the time. You're allowed to go out. You think it's a crazy shy? Well, wait till I show you the Mincha Shabbos and the Minchas Yitzchak, both are machmir. They say, ideally, you're supposed to take a toothpick and pick out the garbage from your teeth, because why should it be any different? It's not a malbush. It's not a tachshit. It's definitely not a tachshit, right? It's not considered jewelry. They say, ideally, if you should remove any leftover food in your mouth before you go outside. You don't have to be neurotic about it, but why not? We all, if you brush your teeth, you get out food. So says Min Chesitzuk, your Miderach, he quotes the Min Cheshabbos, and he says that, it's, you know, you should be try to be machmir. You should try to be machmir about it. Yeah.
So according to what you're just saying, if I'm wearing a cufflink shirt, if I wear cufflinks, is that
a... So cufflinks may be a derech tachshit, so it may be different. Again, I don't know the exact situation of the cuffling, but if it's holding, if it's using as a button for your shirt, then for sure, then you're okay, because then it's a part of a derech levisha. Then it's fine. But here you have, yeah, this garbage in your mouth is clearly, if it's built up, again, you don't have to be neurotic about it, seemingly, and we'll see some clues based on that svar in a second. Oh, excellent, excellent. So is any type of shear. So it depends how big a mouth you have, I guess, right? But simply put, you're right. So you want to say maybe there shouldn't be a problem at all because it's not the requisite shear. Says the Minchas Yitzchak, well, if you combine it all together, you may get a requisite shear in your mouth. We'll see in a second a heter based on that in a second. Yeah.
Dirt under your fingernails?
And dirt under your fingernails. Same exact Shiloh. What about your... So you're assuming on your fingernails. What about in your clothes? You know, how many times you spilled cholent all over your shoes or in your lint in your pocket? Are you mechayev? So I don't mean to scare you. I'm going to read you some poskim over here. So far, we're fine because we got neighbors, right? We're easy. It's only the flappish people that got problems, right? They go out of town. So comes along the Oz Nidbru, and he says, it's all sugis of chumrah. He says, it's ridiculous. He says, it's just like the case in Shulchan Aruch later on in Shin Chav Vav, which says when it's raining. So in flappish, if it rains in flappish also. So what are you going to do if it rains, and you're walking out, and you got rain all over your coat, you've got it covered in? How are you allowed to continue walking? Why are you not carrying the rain? The rain gets stuck on your hat, gets stuck on your jacket, it gets stuck. How are you allowed to walk with the rain? Obviously, the answer... So obviously, the answer is there, it's fine. There, Shulchan Aruch says it's fine because you don't care, you don't need it there, you don't want it there, says the Oz Nidbru. Same thing with the food. You don't want the food in between your teeth. It's not helping you in any way. It's not doing anything. If anything, it's just going to get your wife mad at you. You got food stuck in your teeth. So if anything, he says it's just the same as that. More so, he says... It's not anything which is person's not machbid is bottled to your body. It just becomes the garbage between your teeth becomes just like your body. Third point he says it's just like basar v'cholov. Obviously that basar between your teeth after 6 hours, if you still have basar between your teeth, according to many poskim, it's fine. You're gonna have a milk. You're gonna have cheese right after. You may still have meat in between your teeth. Answer is that meat is considered as nothing. After 6 hours, it's finished. Meat between your teeth, we're not worried about. So too, he wants to be mekadimian. We don't really care about any meat between your teeth. And he therefore says, ain makom mechumra. There's no need to be chumra. And another svar you could say also, and we'll see Achronim in a minute, who say the same thing, is it's not the right shear. Even if you had a little piece of garbage, what are you supposed to be, neurotic and like check what you have in your hand if you have any little dirt? No. At some point, we make a rule, a shear, and anyway, any dentist will tell you you can't get out anything anyway. So what are you going to do? You're going to brush your teeth and you're going to get out 2/3 of it from between your teeth. You're still going to have 1/3 in between your teeth. You're going to carry that outside. So what do you gain by picking out and getting rid of 2/3 of it? You still have the 1/3 there. Therefore, says the Oz Nidbru, you don't have to be machmir. Says the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman Arbach, that this junk between your teeth, he says, ain lahachmir, don't be machmir, unless it's a big chunk that's really bothering you. If you know you have, like, I don't know, a piece of corn or something stuck in between your teeth, which is really a big piece, and it's bothering you, says the Shlomo Zalman, you should get rid of it. Otherwise, he says, you don't have to worry about it. He says, it's just, like, the only thing we care about is if you've got spit, which you're trying to spit out. You shouldn't spit in Rishus Arabim in Flatbush, if there's no Erev, because there you're clearly holding the phlegm in your mouth and getting rid of it, and that's carrying it. You're holding it in your mouth before you spit it out. That would be a problem, but this you don't have to worry. Comes along the Chuvis van August from Sternbach, he says also, you don't have to be worried about this garbage between your mouth, and he says, we're not machbid about this, and he says, your svar about the shear, he says, it's not the requisite shear, he says, it's even worse than chatzi shear, it's not even a little bit, it's nothing, the little garbage that you have between your teeth, you don't have to drive yourself crazy about. Fine. What about the next child? What about the lint in your pocket? So he, Chuvis van August, talks about mach. I don't know what mach is. He puts it in quotation marks. Mem alf chaf sofis. I don't have any idea. I don't know. I think it's the lint. Well, you know what it is? And I looked at Google Translate, did not help me out. So I struck out. And I looked. It seems like it's a lint in your pocket. I wonder if it means match. Maybe it's mach, a match. I don't know. It's a transliterated word, which basically is something in your pocket. I think it's like the garbage or the lint, or sometimes they give you a piece of cloth, you know, not a hanky, but like a little cloth, which is like, you know, detached from your clothes, but it's in your pocket. So do you have to be machmir about that? You know, sometimes your fancy suits, they have, you know, these extra little pieces in it. Do you have to go through all your pockets and have, how machmir do you have to be? Exactly, they put a little piece in there. I think it's something like that. And he says, how do you know that? It's a teeny little piece. Why? But it's just like the garbage between your teeth, maybe. So he says, this mech, I'm not sure again what it is. He says, ein bo chashivas klal. He says, but he says, this is only if it's not attached. Then there's, but he says, if it's v'gam efshar b'nakel v'sakin. He says you should be machmir. He says some achronim say you should be machmir if it's detached. In other words, if you've got this little piece of cloth and it's in your pocket, then you should remove it because it's not attached to your body. But the stuff in your teeth, he says that's not a problem because it's attached to your teeth. So he wants to say you should be machmir of this little cloth in your pocket. But others are more mako. And a later tshuva, actually b'tshuvas van Agus, he seems to be saying, he quotes this Rav Mordechai Progomansky, I'm not sure who that is, that's Sal, who is Choshesh, you know, he used to like check his pockets and he would clean it, and he says, Nikoyon Achari Nikoyon Ache Noki Lagamri. He would mamish, you know, pull off all the lint out of all his pockets to make sure it would go out. He says that's a Mirov Chasiduso. That's very far from it. It's a very Chasid, you know, Chasid does that, but Medina says you don't have to worry about that. He says you don't have to be Choshesh for such a thing. The final thing is, if you look at the Shmir Shabbos, later on in Ha'ara Kuf Pei, he also seems to say that you don't have to be machmir for this stuff in your pocket. He talks about this, the shoes, the garbage on your shoes, or you got cholin stains all over your clothes, or pieces of garbage in your on you at all. And do you have to like wipe it off? It says of Shlomo Zalman, he writes, he's lo shamanu mi shehizer b'kach. We never saw anyone who's actually machmir on this. The guy mistabrish a lichluch batel a beged. Any garbage on your clothes, it's batel to the beged. He says even if it's not helpful to the beged, we assume it's batel to the beged. But here's the last issue: what about rocks in your shoes? I always seem to get rocks in my shoes. Yeah, it's really annoying. So pebbles. Now what are you allowed to do? Do you have to stop and take it out before you walk Dalet Amos once you realize you have it? See, he says you should be machmir. Achim yesh tsroro so offer besochan na'elim na'layim kemen shemach pidem al kach. It bothers you. Vadei tzorch lo tziyam v'lo v'lachesven. Those you have to get out. Just end with the final thing is the Maaser Rav, they quote from the Gra and the Archos Rabbeinu from the Stipler, that they would never put anything in their pocket on Shabbos because of this reason. And I know the few times I've gone to Flatbush, I'm always crazy neurotic about putting a tissue because I always have tissues in my pocket. When you go to Flatbush, you take a tissue, you put it in your pocket. I always try to be super careful not even to put it in my pocket for a second because, you know, otherwise it's very easy. Yeah. Tissues, there's no heter for. Tissues, it's hard to say. Tissue is bundled to your bag. And maybe the lint, yeah. But otherwise, the point is, you should just be conscious of this, but you don't have to go overboard. Go ahead.